It was still dark when best friends Susan Hyler and Louise Hope arrived at Jetty Park. They made a spur-of-the-moment decision to come to Florida from Pickens, South Carolina, to watch the last shuttle flight. Susan is a science teacher and a longtime fan of the space program.
I was 12 when they landed on the moon, so it's just always been part of the whole thing. I have all the space movies, and I've always keep up with what's going on.
She had seen one shuttle launch before today's, but it was a new experience for her friend Louise Hope.
I have never seen a launch, so I made a special effort because I didn't want to miss out on this. It's such a piece of Americana, so it's really exciting to be around all these people. I can't believe I'm here.
They joined a crowd of people who came from Miami, Tampa, Cocoa, Maryland, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, and Canada. Nancy George, a recent graduate from Northeastern State University in Oklahoma, says seeing a shuttle launch was on her bucket list. Her elementary school in Tulsa was named for astronaut Krista McAuliffe, who died in the Challenger accident in 1986. The school's mascot was the Shuttle Challenger.
Everything, all our shirts had the Challenger on it, and we had a simulator that each class got to go into and enjoy learning how a space shuttle would work if we were to be an astronaut.
As the crowd waited for liftoff, there was constant speculation about whether mission managers would give the shuttle the go for launch.
30 seconds.
This is it. They're going to go.
At the end of the park, on a pier stretching alongside a jetty, the crowd swelled and listened on small radios to hear what was happening with the launch. And then came the magic words the crowd had been waiting for. A streak of fire rose into the sky for about a minute before Atlantis began darting through the clouds. It took a couple of minutes before the sound reached Jetty Park. Full Sail University teacher Rebecca Carroll has seen launches before, but she says today's experience was still special.
I thought it was really cool. You could hear the sound after it went up. Like, you see the plumes, it goes through the clouds, and then you hear this wave of vibration and, like, this deep rumbling, and that's really cool.
Oh, gosh, you have to give it a 10. It's the shuttle. You have to give it a 10.
That's South Carolina teacher Susan Hyler again. Her best friend Louise Jones was waiting for the important throttle-up call during liftoff.
I remember exactly where I was standing when Challenger blew up back in 86. And it was right after they said go with throttle up that the Challenger exploded. So I always kind of hold my breath and watch. But I get all emotional too because it's incredible what our country does with the space race. I mean, they're now traveling 15,000 miles an hour around the Earth. Boom, just like that. So it's just amazing.
For Jones, it makes the long trip from South Carolina worthwhile. I'm Mark Simpson, 90.7 WMFE News at Jetty Park in Cape Canaveral.